It means seeing your flaws, accepting them, and realizing I can do better. So these are just a few thoughts to think about on this podcast. So welcome to Winning with Trevor. I appreciate your ears, your minds, and the time that you spend contemplating how you can be successful.
Welcome, 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 and Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. It was just yesterday, merely 24 hours ago, that everyone was celebrating Christmas. I really hope that you had a wonderful time with your family and that you celebrated these moments. And it's one of those beautiful moments when you get older, you start to appreciate being the giver of the gifts, not just the receiver. And it's nice. It's nice how that role change happens. So as a quick reminder, you can always tune in for really cool, nice life hacks, positive emails to make you feel good every Tuesday in the mornings at Trevor Goodchild. So it's trevorwgoodchild.com/subscribe and get on that newsletter, join the tribe and have some really good experiences just being able to have that motivation for the rest of your week. Really helps out. And also, you can always download one of the free ebooks, the free resources I make available. You can do that by going to trevorwgoodchild.com/4myths, the number 4, M-Y-T-H-S, and get yourself a copy of a cool ebook that talks about the myths about happiness and what to do about truly being happy in your life as one of the resources I offer to you. So, now that we're past the holidays, we're approaching New Year's, and everyone's probably getting ready to make the resolutions, probably trying to find a nice party to go to. And I just want to remind you to drink responsibly, be safe, don't do anything I wouldn't do, and make sure to take care of yourself. And look forward to this next year of 2019. We're only 1 year away from going to 2020. A year that many science fiction books predicted in the past that we'd already have. Marty McFly hoverboards and flying cars. And it's pretty amazing when you look out there that there actually is, you know, flying cars right now. But not maybe in mass production. And no, they are not looking like the Back to the Future cars either. But at the same time, it's pretty incredible how far we have come. Technology-wise, but the real focus of this podcast is the technology of the heart, because we often overlook this organic technology when we're looking to seek new ways to evolve as a species, as humanity as a whole. We are sometimes forgetting that biohack of truly turning our attention inward, thinking about the possibilities of how the human heart can evolve. What can we do to help this world become a better place? Well, the first step is to help us, ourselves, become better people so that we are better equipped to handle whatever curveballs life may throw at us and we're able to assure our own contentness and happiness already. Then we can take that next step. Okay, I'm balanced, I'm good, I'm happy in my life. Now, what can I do to help other people? How can I go out into my community and truly make a difference? Not just donate to some random anonymous box in a church to buy your way into sainthood, but to actually say, what proactively can I focus on in my life, in my local community, where I can see a measurable impact of the deeds that I do make a real difference in the community? Some people like to do things like Big Brother, Big Sister, and mentor a younger person, and really see a beautiful change as a result of being a positive influence in someone else's life. This is kind of the meta version of that on a wider scale, and I'm trying to help you guys out and be a positive influence in your life. And I just want to remind you that there is always a resource out there for you. Even if you feel hopeless, even if you feel like life is just throwing you too many curveballs too frequently, people say that bad things come in threes, you know, it's all coming at once and you're trying to figure it out, you're trying to manage it. You know, there's always people out there to help. There's always resources out there in your community. Even if it feels like it isn't, you're not alone. People out there care. Even if you don't realize they care. You know, one of the things that I discovered after the math is, and the aftermath, not after math class, is that, you know, I grew up homeless. I grew up on the streets. It was really rough. It was a really rocky part of my life. I learned a lot of early life lessons early on that really shaped my perspective. I learned how to think for myself, how to take charge of my life, how to be responsible for my feelings, and the person I became in the aftermath. Now, I don't encourage that path for everyone. You don't always have to do a trial by flame, trial by fire to temper the blade. You don't always have to have adversity be the way that you learn how to live a better life. Don't do things the hard way. I'm trying to help everyone find that shortcut to be a better person without having to suffer through the things that I went through. But on that note, though, one of the things that I discovered in the aftermath of surviving the ordeals that I had to overcome was that there were actually people that did care about me that I didn't realize were actually feeling really helpless to help me out during that period of my life when it was just freaking nuts. It was crazy. Cardboard box housing type stuff. So even if it seems beyond our perception, even if it seems like no one cares, no one out there really gives a damn about you, they actually do. There are people that you may not even know that really care about you. And so I just want to remind everyone that truly, you're not alone. People care. So for those tuning in for the first time, there's four maxims of this podcast. The first being success. Because truly, when we evolve ourselves, when we put that time in, when we invest in ourselves, that is the investment that does have return. Because we are our own guardians of our fate, of our life, of our happiness. And when we invest in helping ourselves become better at every part in our life that we can adjust, that we can tweak, that we can add some polish on, to evolve our abilities to become better people, better stewards of our life. We get a return on that investment, and that, my friends, is success. You are a successful person if you have looked at yourself honestly and sincerely said, I think I can do a little better in these areas. I think I'm really going to work on this. And you followed through, and you worked on yourself, and you saw the results, and you got better in whatever area of your life you're trying to improve. That's a success. Those are the success stories I love hearing about. People tell me about these things. People tell me how my podcast or my newsletter has helped change their life for the better, helped be that light in the darkness when they're going through adversity, and I am overjoyed to hear these things because it all comes down to truly applying what you know. It comes down to saying, I know all these things, but it's not really, this is not some coffee shop, you know, bragging session to talk about all the cool things you know. It's about, what are you doing? What are you doing in your life to apply what you actually know? We're so much smarter than we give ourselves credit. Most people know so many different ways to solve the problems in their life, but they feel frozen in this kind of emotional stasis where they feel helpless because it's overwhelming. When you have to go through trauma, when you have to go through stress, when you have to go through a juggling act of balancing all these different things in your life. And so a lot of times we cut ourselves off from our own answers when really we know a lot more than we think we do. So many people that are smart, intelligent people I know personally, friends of mine, that trap themselves in these really fucked up situations, and I feel bad for them. But the thing is that they're simply not applying what they already know, because in the aftermath, hindsight 2020, you talk to these people, and they share, wow, you know, actually, Trevor, I knew this. I knew that this was maybe not the best decision. I don't know why I did it anyways. It's because people aren't practicing what they preach, because people are acting impulsively. It's because people don't trust themselves. One of the recent shows I did, the Winning with Trevor 6 p.m. Central show, which you can catch every 6 p.m. Central Standard Time Saturday at my Facebook page, Trevor Goodchild INC. So it's facebook.com/Trevor Goodchild INC. Every Saturday at 6 p.m. Central, you can catch that show. At the last show, we talked about the imposter syndrome and what it's like to feel like you're not authentic. No matter what you're trying to do, you doubt your intelligence. Maybe the successes that you've had, you attribute to other things. You attribute to luck or circumstance. You don't really want to give yourself credit. It's common. We have this feeling that we're imposters, we're frauds, we're not legitimate. we attribute our success to other things rather than our own ingenuity, our own skill set, our own talents, our own strengths, when in reality we are so much more powerful to really be that catalyst for change in our own lives when we realize, but we have to trust ourselves. That trust, that gratitude for thanking ourselves for all the stuff we have helped ourselves out with in the past. That's important. Love yourself. Thank yourself. Appreciate you. When you do, that creates that foundation to love and help other people out. But you got to get that foundation strong first. Once you do that, then it's a lot easier to really reach out and help other people that are in a place of need. And it really helps you out, because then you're no longer unbalanced. You know, a lot of people, they try to go overboard helping out other people when they don't have really the wherewithal or the balance in their life already to do that. And people overextend themselves. They have huge hearts. They're very compassionate. And they want to help other people out, but they haven't taken care of themselves first. So make sure you're good. Make sure you're healthy. That's success. You know, and then to backtrack a little bit about what I was talking about before, about how I view success as if you looked at a part of yourself and you said, hey, I think that needs a little work. I'm going to do that work. I'm going to follow through. And then you see a difference and it's beautiful. Now, I think most people have had at least one little bitty part of themselves, some small part they've decided. I mean, part of it's just the process of maturation, coming of age, becoming an adult. I think we all have parts of ourselves that we've focused on improving. Even if we're not into personal development when we were younger, even if it wasn't really about self-help, but it was just a matter of hygiene. Hygiene for yourself, your heart. We've had moments when we've all, I think, made that attempt to improve and seen a result. Now, to backtrack to that, though, I don't want you to feel like, well, shoot, Trevor, I did try to do something to improve, and I didn't follow through. It was an idea I had. I thought, wow, if only I can improve this part of my life. And then what happened? I wake up and it's like, a few months later, things are still the same. Am I not a success then? I think it's about dedication and, as my friend Philip says, consistency. You got to be consistent with your efforts. And you got to forgive yourself and understand that we're human. Sometimes you have a great idea, but follow through is not as easy because there are distractions in life. Practice, 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 rinse and repeat. Sometimes you got to try something more than once to get it down. Sometimes you have to learn how you learn. One of the challenges I had going to college was finding out the best way I learned, finding out the best way I took in new information and stored it in my brain for later use. It takes some trial and error. So along those lines, it's not a matter of thinking that you're not successful if you didn't follow through, or you followed through and you didn't get the results that you wanted. Just continue adjusting, continue trying, and continue seeking feedback. Get accountability partners. Find someone you trust, your friend, your family, and ask them to hold you accountable for the changes you wish to make in yourself to become a better person, and ask their opinion sometimes. If they're in a good place, now if they're, you know, slinging crack cocaine in the alley, may not be the person you want to ask for advice. Just saying. But that's the thing. Sometimes it takes a little bit of effort. Sometimes it takes a little bit of trial and error. It takes forgiving yourself for not getting it right the first time and continuing on. That's still a success because you didn't give up. So don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. It's still an investment. You got to invest those dividends of time and energy into yourself to get that return on that investment. And that return is a higher quality of life. That return is more self-confidence. That return is a feeling of contentment and sometimes even happiness, because you invested that time and energy in your life and you got that return later on because that energy went somewhere. It went to building a better person, which you can be. Now, the second maxim after that very long rigmarole about the first one, success, the second maxim is happiness and discovering the ways and the methodologies of truly being happy in life and being curious about finding out what really makes you happy. You know, people have these midlife crises. People have these like, oh shit moments when they don't really find out who they are until after shit hits the fan, because they weren't really honest with themselves about what makes them happy, what makes them unhappy, and what they're really happy with. We sometimes live out the dreams of other people vicariously. Friends or family tell us we should do something, and we follow their lead. And in our hearts, we don't really want to do that. It doesn't really make us happy. And we got to find that honesty, that sincerity, that balance between truly chasing our dreams, living those dreams, and being that person we're waiting to be by following through, by being proactive with the steps that we're taking to live a better life, but also being smart about it, not walking barefoot to Alaska like Into the Wild, actually making a plan, finding out what you need to do to be successful and what you want to do. Even if you want to be a professional dog walker, even if you want to be a professional artist, you know, a lot of these professions, not that I've heard of dog walking as a common profession, but let's say art, you know, art, being an artist, being an art curator, being a painter. A lot of these professions, they get a lot of shade from people in the business world and community because it doesn't look like it's sustainable. But honestly, if you plan something well enough, if you research it well enough ahead of time, you find out how other people were already successful doing that, you can definitely make a lot more headway and you have a lot higher chance of succeeding at what your dream is if you actually do the work to find out the details of how and why people that are successful at that have been successful, specifically what they did, how they made their connections, how they got their paintings in those galleries. That's not my calling. I would love to paint as a side hobby. My calling is other things, like helping other people out with personal development. But whatever your calling is, when you really truly are sincere about that and pursue it and you're proactive about it, you can make progress if you're really honest about what makes you happy instead of living someone else's dream out first. There is a balance. Sometimes you may have to do some other work first to get those, you know, investment capital funds allocated that you can later divest into what you need to do. But that could be a whole other sidetrack. This is not about building your stock portfolio or starting up a new business or creating a startup. This is about happiness. So that's the second maxim. The third maxim is personal responsibility, because until we have that day where we say, you know what, I really am responsible for how I look, I'm responsible for the physical condition my body is in, we can't really make progress in getting in better shape. Until we take ownership and take personal responsibility for the feelings that we feel and nurture, you know, I am responsible for dwelling on these past experiences that actually made me feel bad. I am responsible for this. You know, it's up to me to make a difference. Until we have that moment, we're going to be slaves to that cycle, slaves to that dog chasing its tail, doing the same thing and expecting different results. We're going to be a slave to that until we own up and take responsibility for our feelings, our happiness, our forward momentum or lack of, and find out where those gaps are. Because you can have the brightest idea in the world, but unless you do that work, that inner work, to make that become a reality, unless you do that work to make yourself become a person who is the type of person that will be successful and has those attributes, who is organized, who is being proactive, who believes in yourself. You got to believe in yourself first. Otherwise, it's all shit. If you don't really believe in yourself, don't try. Start there. Start believing in yourself, then try your endeavors, then try taking that next step to improve your life. But you got to start somewhere, and that's definitely a great starting place. But you have to take responsibility for how you feel and the person you're becoming in order to make progress on that. And then, of course, the last maxim of this Winning with Trevor podcast is, of course, self-awareness, which has been our theme for the past 3 months, because it's a huge theme that over-encompasses so much more, because if we didn't have the self-awareness to identify where we need to do the work on ourselves, we couldn't really have even a starting place, right? You got to have that self-awareness to say, okay, I think I need to build more confidence in myself for believing that I really can achieve what I feel like I can achieve, what I want to achieve, to take that next step towards making dreams a reality. So having healthy self-awareness and evolving that self-awareness is definitely tantamount to pretty much everything else that we're talking about right now, because, you know, if you're not honest about who you are, if you're not honest about what makes you happy, what doesn't make you happy, that's all kind of symptomatic of an under-evolved self-awareness. And it's something that encompasses so much more in our life. So, you know, sometimes we have hard times that happen to us. Sometimes situations just hit us out of the blue and we never know what's going to happen. Well, a friend of mine that I used to work with many, many years ago contacted me on Christmas Day. And her name is Michelle, and she's going through a really tough time right now. She recently was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she is just doing her best to cope with the news, and it's really unfortunate. And I don't normally do this. This podcast is mainly meant for personal development, but at this point, because she is really needing help, I'm encouraging everyone to reach out and help her out. There's a GoFundMe campaign that I started called GoFundMe.com/HelpMichelleOut. She was pursuing a computer information technology degree, and she's recently ended up on the street. She had some bad situation with her boyfriend she was dating. Things didn't turn out too well, and now she's cut off, her phone shut off, and she contacted me with kind of two parts, with a plea of help and a thank you. She was expressing gratitude on Christmas Day to me. She sent me an email about what was going on in her life and how much has changed since we used to work together. And I encourage you to help her out and do what you can. And I'm going to see what I can do to help her out and help her get out of this rough situation. But she contacted me because she'd been following up on my newsletter, which again, you can subscribe to at trevorwgoodchild.com/subscribe. And she was keeping up with the newsletter, and it really was that bright light for her in a very dark place that she's at right now. And she was suffering and going through a lot of things that we shouldn't have to. Life should be easier, right? It should be, but it's not. Sometimes things happen. Life happens when you're making plans, and this is one of those situations. My heart really goes out to her. I really wish things didn't happen the way they did, but they did. And so I'd like to just take this opportunity to say, you know what, if you can, maybe in the spirit of Christmas, maybe it's a New Year's resolution to say, I want to be a better person, let me take a first step and help someone else out. I encourage you to go to www.gofundme.com/helpmichelleout. That's HelpMichelleOut. And, you know, whatever you can contribute, whatever you can help, this all goes to her. She's trying to get out from under the bus right now and trying to, you know, fight this cancer right now with the medical bills she's dealing with. And she's trying to get first month's and last month's rent for a new place after the things went really wrong with her boyfriend. And so, you know, I apologize to you for intruding on this generally all personal development focused podcast right now. I am sorry, but I had to reach out to my community, and I had to say, you know what, if you can do something, do something. Help this woman out. She needs help right now. And I'm going to help her out and do what I can. Help her out with some food and some money if I can. And see how we can get her the next step of recovery and getting in a better place than where she's at right now. No one deserves this. So, again, sorry about that. I just had to take this moment because I felt like it was important. My heart is hurting for her. I really want her to do better. And so that's just one more time. If you want to go ahead and help her out, you can do that at GoFundMe.com/HelpMichelleOut. And hopefully we can work together as a community and help Michelle get to a better place. Now, we're approaching the end of the year, and a lot of times at this point, we tend to get reflective. You know, wintertime in general is one of those moments where, you know, we turn inward. The weather, often, if you're living in the continental United States, elsewhere I can't speak. I don't live outside of the U.S., so I can't speak of the more tropical areas, the Bahamas, or South America, and near the tropical latitudes. But generally in the U.S., it's cold, and we stay inside. We watch movies. I saw a really cool Christmas movie recently with my family. It was nice to spend that Christmas time together and to celebrate family and community, regardless of what your religion, race, creed, or whatnot is. Just being able to celebrate community, celebrate togetherness, celebrate family, it's It's a good time of the year. So as we kind of turn inward and we become more reflective about ourselves or our lives, and the end of the year approaches, sometimes we look back and we say, okay, 2018, what year? What kind of year has this been? Because this is going to be the last podcast before 2019, pretty certain. So I have a last Hail Mary on Monday next week and decide to do a podcast, so I don't think so. This is going to be the last podcast you'll have this year. So think about it. What were your highlights of 2018? What are some things you can celebrate about 2018? What are some low moments of your own personal development, right? What are some moments that you perhaps could have performed better? What could you have done better? Don't beat yourself up, you know, but gently, compassionately. Think about that. What could you have done maybe a little better? That maybe if you tried a little harder, had a little more focus, a little more consistency and dedication, what parts of your life could you have improved or done a little better on? You know, I think for me, myself, I think being a little more proactive with some of my friends is something I could use more working on because, you know, I started this podcast, I started my newsletter, I started writing these books, and I got really caught up in all of that. And so I didn't reach out as much as I feel like I should have to a lot of my friends and check on them because you never know when someone's going through something. Not everyone reaches out. Sometimes people just suffer silently and you don't know like how bad things can get. So when you are proactively reaching out to your friends, you're touching base, you're saying, hey, this is me. I just wanted to check in with you. How are things going? Do you know, are you doing all right? When you proactively check in on people, you can really help them out, help them feel appreciated. You know, maybe everything is going perfectly fine in their life and everything is, they're keeping it 100. That's great. But you can reconnect. You can solidify that friendship with them. And it really helps both of you out because you both feel appreciated. You both maybe make some plans. You're proactively taking some steps to create new memories together. You know, taking those moments to really say, hey, I appreciate you being in my life. Let's do something fun. Let's do some fun moments. So for me, I feel I was not as proactive with that. I was going to school full-time, working full-time, doing the personal development business full-time. I'm a musician. I was working on music when I could, doing some traveling, business conferences to Orlando, went to LaunchCon, which is pretty amazing. Met some people that were on Oprah. It was a really, really cool part of my life. But in the midst of all of that, I didn't make the space I felt like I should have to reach out to those friends of mine that I should have been keeping closer tabs on. And a lot of my friends are still doing great right now, but, you know, we haven't talked in a few months. We haven't hung out in a few months. So I'm going to make that one of my resolutions for the new year, is to be proactive with my friendships and to make sure I reach out to people that I know and care about and make sure that I am not always the one waiting to be called. We get in that habit, right? We want to be the ones that are called up with people, with our friends, making plans with us to do stuff. But sometimes we need to be those people to be proactive, to reach out, take that first step, make that first call, make a plan to hang out with your friends. Let them know they're loved. Let them know they're appreciated. Let them know they have an important place in your life. And take that step. So everyone's different. We all live different lives. You know, what you need to work on may not be being proactive. Maybe you were super proactive, super network with your friends, and you hung out with them a lot this past 365 days for 2018. Great. Well, what else do you need to work on? Is there anything perhaps, are there some ambitions of yours, some dreams or some goals that maybe you thought about at the beginning of the year that you didn't pursue, you didn't follow up on, didn't have that follow through, and now you're kind of in the same place treading water, not making any progress? What can you do to ante up? What specific concrete action can you do to start 2019 off on a good foot, make some specific goals, and achieve them? What we sometimes find ourselves in a rock and a hard place where we fail to really be proactive as we think of it all at once. It's overwhelming. We have all these ambitions, all these dreams, all these things we want to do, and we don't follow through because it all seems like we're taking on the world at once. But really, just pick three things per week to work on. Pick three things and work on them. Figure out what you can do to make those specific steps towards improving yourself, improving your quality of life, and do them. It's real easy. Don't do it all at once if it's overwhelming. Take it step by step. Baby steps. Baby steps, like Bill Murray and I think it's What About Bob? I believe that's the title of the movie. Baby steps. You got to take baby steps and reward yourself when you have followed through. Reward yourself. Make sure that you celebrate your own progress. Because as I like to say, we always make progress as long as we continue to progress. By the way, I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, but I also do daily posts, positive posts. And you can find me at Trevor W. Goodchild INC on Instagram. And go ahead and check out some of the posts. I do videos there. I do happy posts, stuff to get you in a good mood. And I love providing free resources to you, so you can always go to trevorwgoodchild.com/anythingispossible and snag yourself a copy of that cool ebook. Just enter your email, sign up, and get that delivered to your inbox. And, you know, practice some of those techniques. It'll help you out. I'm just going to say this one last time that, you know, if you want to make a difference in this world and you want to help make it a better place, there's definitely one way you can start doing this. And that's to help out my friend Michelle, who is recently diagnosed with breast cancer. She doesn't have any insurance right now. She's trying to get back on her feet, trying to get first and last month's rent for a new place. And I'm doing everything I can to help her out. I want us to work as a community to help this person out, because everyone needs to at least have food, clothes, medicine, get to the next step, help celebrate Christmas in a better way than this, right? I hope your Christmas has been great. You can go ahead and donate to her campaign at gofundme.com/helpmichelleout. So, and again, I just want to say I apologize for diverging from my normal topics. It really is not my intention to make this a platform for anything else but just cool life tips and life hacks that will help you improve your life. But I had to. This is one of the things I can't ignore. I can't turn a blind eye when someone is reaching out to me for help. So if you have it in your heart to want to help her out, please feel free to do so. Otherwise, I want to say, hey, celebrate this new year coming up. Celebrate the potential that we all have to improve our lives and do better in our lives, because it's all up to us. It's up to us to say, you know what? Let me honestly look at myself, look at my life. What can I do better? What can I do to be a better person? What areas need focusing? What parts of my life should I focus on and do a little better? You know, and it's all about the attitude that you approach this in. It's all about trusting yourself. Because as I talked about in that podcast about the imposter syndrome, I'm sorry, podcast, live show on Facebook about imposter syndrome, but how the root of that really comes down to just not trusting in ourselves that we are capable of achieving and doing so much more. And when we trust ourselves, then anything is possible. We're able to really achieve so much more in life. And I truly encourage you to spend some time reflecting on this year. Look at the parts of your life that maybe you could improve a little bit. What can you do a little bit better? Maybe you need to organize your daily schedule better, or organize the things in your life better in general. Learn new techniques for organization. Google that. There's tons of resources. Maybe you need to try a little more honesty with yourself and with your friends or family than you've done before about how you really feel about things, and be a better communicator of your feelings so that you have more productive conversations going on between you and other people, and make progress. And make progress towards reaching that next potential life mastery level of self that you can get to. I believe in you. You've stuck with me this long. The past 3 or 4 months have been an amazing journey. I'm really happy and excited that I've started this podcast, and I'm glad that so many people have tuned in. They've given me great feedback and have enjoyed listening to this podcast and given me ideas for the future. And I'm really happy to wrap up 2018 and step into 2019 and look towards the future for what we truly can accomplish when we believe in ourselves. And on that note, I'm going to wrap up another episode of Winning with Trevor, your no BS guide to self-improvement. And feel free to tune in next time for another episode of Winning with Trevor. And if I don't see you, have a happy new year.
It means seeing your flaws, accepting them, and realizing I can do better. So these are just a few thoughts to think about on this podcast. This is Winning with Trevor, signing off. Appreciate your ears, your minds, and the time that you spend contemplating how you can be successful.